WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Well, Dan, at least we don't have those wind chills this morning.
Exactly right. The best news of the day is that winds have already lightened up. It is still a little bit breezy along the coast, so we have a bit of a biting wind chill there, but that will continue to improve as the day goes on. The other piece of good news here is that it's not quite as cold as yesterday. Temperatures currently range from 2 in northern New Jersey to 18 in South Jersey. Yeah, it's a frigid start to the day. We'll see some good sunshine again, and highs will make it into the lower 30s. Hey, some of us may actually pop above the freezing mark this afternoon. Again, the best news is the fact that winds will be dramatically lighter today. Increasing clouds tonight, lows around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and rising temperatures. Highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. But here comes our next storm system. It's going to drive in rain from late tomorrow through tomorrow night into early Thursday. Some of that rain will be heavy at times. There could be a quick hit of wintry mix right at the beginning in northwest New Jersey only. Maybe a little bit of snow right at the end Thursday afternoon. Right now, Cape May Courthouse 14, Frenchtown is 10, and Monroe is 12.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. New Jersey may soon be facing a new tax crisis. At a time when Governor Murphy is aggressively pushing a costly progressive agenda, despite many who advocated higher taxes for the wealthy dismissing warnings that they could just pack up and leave, it appears they are doing just that. The wealthiest New Jerseyans pay the majority of the taxes that fund our government. And a new study confirms they are leaving New Jersey at an alarming rate.
The WealthX study finds more than 5,700 millionaires in the New Jersey-New York area moved out during 2018. Rutgers economist James Hughes says it is not surprising this is happening.
We do have certainly high tax rates. We have the new federal legislation, which limits state and local tax deductions on your income tax return.
He adds the trend is disturbing because it inhibits the growth of Jersey's income tax, which is the largest tax source to support state spending, and Jersey needs every penny it can get. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning are still in the low teens to single digits, but again, we don't have those biting wind chills. Not as frigid today. Mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the lower 30s. Then clouds tonight, teens and 20s overnight. Temperatures will rise tomorrow, but rain will arrive later in the day. And we'll have more on your midweek forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead, we'll have the latest on the government shutdown and what some New Jersey folks are doing to help federal workers who are working without pay. We'll update that coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures are still in the low teens and single digits, but we do not have the biting wind chills this morning. Those winds have finally died down. We will get above freezing in many areas today. Now, the warm-up is coming, but it's going to come with some rain, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Senate Republicans have released legislation to implement President Trump's proposal to break through the budget deadlock. The centerpiece, $5.7 billion in funding Trump has been demanding for a border wall, alongside temporary protections from deportation for some immigrants. Democrats say they are unwilling to negotiate any border security funding until the government reopens. The partial shutdown now well into its fifth week. The TSA, meanwhile, is issuing a warning that airports are becoming increasingly vulnerable and delay-ridden because more workers are calling out due to financial hardship.
As the shutdown hits week five, the percentage of TSA screeners who are missing work is more than three times the normal rate. The workers are considered essential, so they have to work but not get paid. Workers say the endless cycle is very unsettling.
It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
10% of the workforce called out on Sunday. The agency says they are in uncharted territory and feel that if it continues until February 1st, it could have a compounding effect. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two New Jersey hospital groups are now waiving copays and deductibles for federal workers. Hackensack Meridian Health and Cape May Regional Medical Center are hopeful it'll help workers who are not getting paid afford health care if they need it. Police are calling the death of a 7-year-old boy in Newark sudden and suspicious. They were called to the boy's home Monday morning, told the boy was sick. He was pronounced dead at the hospital a short time later. Prosecutors are not commenting. If you stop at the store in Hoboken, you better bring your own bag. A plastic bag ban goes into effect today. Hoboken is the largest New Jersey city to begin enforcing a ban on single-use bags. They likely will not be the last. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with what you need to know about it this morning. Patrick?
And Eric, you can see a list of the other towns, and in the case of Atlantic County, all parks countywide that have adopted a similar ban as of the end of 2018 at NJ1015.com. That includes the plans mapped out for Hoboken, where retail shops will not be allowed to provide single-use bags with few exceptions and additionally must make reusable bags available for a fee, although free for welfare recipients. Now, retailers can ask the city for an exemption, and bags can still be used, plastic bags that is, for frozen foods, flowers, newspapers, and dry cleaning. Among other big NJ towns, Jersey City's restrictions go into effect in June. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. We have a few more details this morning about what appears to be a murder-suicide in Garfield. 25-year-old Manuel Burry found dead in his basement apartment, beaten to death. It was his roommate, 55-year-old Manuel Ortega Pimentel, who later leapt in front of a train and was killed. Police have said the deaths are connected, but not specifically how. When Mother Nature throws her worst at New Jersey during these colder months, workers are still expected to follow the demands of their employer. You're really not entitled to much during bad weather, unless your boss has a soft spot, or working remotely is a legitimate option.
Labor lawyer Kathleen Caminiti in Murray Hill says during a state of emergency, even one that comes with a travel ban, your employer is not required to let you off early. Same goes for when your kid's school is closed.
At the end of the day, most employers are only getting paid if their business is open. You know, they've got a business to run.
If your workplace shuts down operations a couple hours early due to weather, Caminiti adds, employers don't have to pay hourly employees for that lost time. Of course, employers aren't forced to be harsh. Many companies are all too familiar with winter in the Garden State. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:11. The man who heads up the Hudson County Prosecutor's Special Victims Unit is defending his department's handling of the Katie Brennan rape allegation in 2017. Chief Assistant Prosecutor John Mulkeen says it was his decision not to charge Al Alvarez. Brennan and Alvarez were both working on Phil Murphy's campaign at the time she says she was raped. Mulkeen told the Star-Ledger he had no idea who either of them were. He treated it as any other case, and Prosecutor Esther Suarez wasn't aware of any of it. But members of the legislative committee looking into how the Murphy campaign handled those allegations are skeptical of Suarez being kept out of the loop. They want to see her emails, and she is still refusing to turn them over. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. It is cold today, but not the dangerous wind chills that we saw yesterday, and we will warm up a bit this week. An extended look at the forecast with Dan, then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, we do have some warmer temperatures to look forward to.
We do, but along with that will come our next storm system and a bunch of rain heading for New Jersey by the middle of the week here. The best weather news I can give you for today, winds are lightening up. It's already calming down out there. I'm still seeing breezy conditions along the Jersey shore. In the last 5 minutes, wind gust of 28 miles an hour at Seeger, 28 in Atlantic City as well. Just coastal areas. Again, that biting wind will continue to subside as the day goes along. It'll be cold, but not as frigid, with some good sunshine again. Highs in the lower 30s. Some of New Jersey will pop briefly above the freezing mark today. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. And then tomorrow will be cloudy, with highs in the mid-40s, so warming up a little bit. Now here comes that next storm system. It'll arrive late day tomorrow. North Jersey, say in the afternoon hours for everybody else tomorrow night into early Thursday. There could be a quick hit of wintry mix right at onset in northwest New Jersey. Not a big concern, though. Heavy rain could be a concern, maybe leading to flooding, 1.5 to 2 inches of rain possible. And then one more potential issue, a quick hit of snow is possible right at the end Thursday afternoon as temperatures start to fall again. Again, not a big deal. I'm not seeing big accumulations here. Highs on Thursday will be near 50, but then we flip back to the cold side of the world on Friday. It'll be dry except for a few flurries. High temperatures will be in the mid-30s or so. Looks like things will be around seasonably cool as we head into the upcoming weekend, too. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, it is day 32 of the government shutdown. Neither side is budging over funding for a border wall. With millionaires leaving New Jersey by the thousands, their tax revenue is going with them. At a time when Governor Murphy is pursuing an aggressive and costly progressive agenda. In sports, Nets and Sixers winners, Knicks lose. Locals in the NHL had the night off, and the Yankees have dealt pitcher Sonny Gray to Cincinnati. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5's app makes your smartphone even smarter. It's absolutely free, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get your Jersey news, fast traffic, and instant weather on demand. Plus, call into your favorite show, submit a photo, or share us on Facebook. Search for New Jersey 101.5 in your app store and get it free, fast, and now.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Luckily, it is not as cold as yesterday, but as students across New Jersey go back to school after the extended weekend, it is going to be pretty cold out there. Temperatures in the teens this morning. Wind chill along the coast makes that feel even colder. Highs this afternoon in the lower 30s. Much of the state stays below freezing all day. Bundle up. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:20.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Tuesday morning. Back to work and school for everybody. When you step outside this morning, it is still cold, but we don't have the potentially deadly wind chills that we saw yesterday. Winds have died down significantly, even though temperatures are in the single digits and the low teens again this morning. Will it warm up? It will, but it is also going to get wet again, and Dan will have more on that coming up. The Betsy Ross Bridge is open this morning. It was shut down for hours Monday night due to a nearby fire. I-95 was also closed in both directions while firefighters battled a blaze on the Pennsylvania side of the bridge. Flames and smoke seen for miles. Debate over whether Central Jersey really exists has been taken to court. The Rutgers basketball court, that is. RU Athletics Director of Marketing and Fan Experience, Mike Greengarten, says some famous Rutgers grads have picked teams in their latest campaign.
Todd Frazier, Carly Lloyd, Mohamed Sanu, Logan Ryan. So a lot of notable alums were chiming in on Twitter.
Greengarten says Central Jersey hats were snapped up quicker than North and South during the campaign launch. In February, Rutgers men's and women's basketball teams will host a Central Jersey Awareness Night. The Coast Guard had to come to the rescue of a duck hunter stranded on a small island off the Jersey coast. The hunter was among a group of four who entered the Navesink River Monday morning in a small boat that authorities said wasn't suited for the bitter cold and blustery weather conditions. That boat broke down. Three of the men made it back to shore, but a fourth ended up on the island. Last year, 62 New Jersey residents died in structure fires. A new regulation that is designed to cut that number and save lives has just taken effect.
Luke Kilmer of the Jersey Division of Fire Safety says 10-year sealed battery smoke alarms are now mandatory in homes built before 1977.
They are required in one and two family dwellings at any time there's a change of occupancy. That could be either if the property is sold or if the property is rented and there's a change of occupant.
He points out these new units have batteries that cannot be removed, which is important because many times firefighters find smoke alarms with no batteries in homes that have been destroyed by fire. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
How about New Jersey's First News? 5:26. Temperatures are in the teens and some single digits this morning. We will warm up, but we will also get wet. Dan will have everything you need to know about your forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, we're going to have the latest on the government shutdown and why New Jersey may be facing a huge budget shortfall in the new year. Business News is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets retreating after the International Monetary Fund trimmed its global outlook for 2019 and the year to come. The downgrade came after China said its economy grew at the slowest pace in 30 years. Oil prices are continuing to fall, barely above $53 a barrel this morning. The dollar eased against the yen and inched up against the euro. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichel is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.